On Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandis here. Appreciate you listening and want to welcome on into the program Robbie Starbuck. You know, he's running for the recently redrawn 5th Congressional District here in Nashville. Robbie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, of course, you know that you've been the topic of conversation, definitely amongst conservatives. We talk about whether or not this is a controversy or a non-troversy regarding your voting record in the past. So I want to kind of set this up. You know, Robbie, as you know, you've been pretty much on the campaign trail for the last year, and it seems like clearly you have won favor with a lot of folks. But recently, issues have arisen that need some attention. So I want to plow through this because I got a lot that I want to talk to you about. It centers, though, around whether or not you voted in Tennessee primaries, because if you, and I've explained this to folks, but just setting it up, because if you haven't, you actually have to jump through some other hoops to prove your Republican bona fides. Now, the law states that you must have voted in 3 of the last 4 primaries to be eligible to run. Tennessee Star reported that while you had said during an interview that you had, yes, voted in those primaries, it really seems that you have not. So can you walk us through, Robbie, the discrepancy?
Absolutely. So I would vote non-troversy on this, and here's why. So the primaries they're talking about, first of all, the question I was asked, I was confused about the question. I thought they were referring to, am I fitting the primary, you know, requirement, and them asking about at least 2 primaries or more. And so I answered that I had voted in the previous primaries, and I was actually counting, you know, what would count? Is it 1 or 2? And I ended up saying 2. And so you could hear me confused during the answer. And the reason why I was confused is because what we had been told recently up to that day was that because I was registered to vote in Tennessee, I should have voted in these primaries. But the problem is I wasn't a full-time resident. I had gotten my license when we had gotten a rental house here, and we were sort of transitioning our kids here and transitioning everything, and I was still closing down my business in California. So because I was technically registered when I got my license, they count those as 2 missing primaries. But the reality and the facts are that in California, where it's a closed primary state, you know, I was always registered Republican. It's the only party I've ever been registered with, and I voted consistently in California. So for us, we see this as a non-troversy. Every voter I've talked to has said, you know, this seems very strange. The Star seems to have an issue here that goes beyond the voting record, that this does not seem like this is a serious concern. Because here's the other question. Mm-hmm. No other candidate or potential candidate in this race has been asked about this, and there are multiple who are going to fall into the same category of potentially needing to be vouched for. Now, that poses a further question. Who's seriously making an argument that I wouldn't be vouched for as a Republican? I'm one of the loudest Republicans in the country and have been. Only donated to Republican causes, candidates, and, you know, thrown rallies in our state for candidates. So who would seriously make an argument that I'm not a Republican? Because the vouching side of this should be very clear that, you know, this is the people's choice. I mean, do we live in America still where the people get to choose who they want to represent them? Or are we going to say, no, you know what, we're going to have the party elite now decide who the people get to choose?
Well, let me ask you. So you had mentioned going through this process of deciding to run, you're moving to Tennessee, you're getting the kids, you know, set up in school and so forth. When you decided to run, had you looked at the bylaws to actually figure out if you could run? Was there like paperwork that you had to fill out? Had you been asked if you had voted in these primaries? What was the process like?
Yeah, so I was never asked any of that. And in fact, I just decided of my own volition to hand over my voting record from California and my registration and all that stuff to the party chairs in Davidson County and Williamson County and to the state party chair. And nobody raised any issues with me. Nobody raised any concerns that I would not be, you know, let's say in the worst case scenario, be able to be vouched for as a Republican. Nobody's raised any concerns about that. The question seems to be, what semantics can we attack this guy on? Because we're having trouble being able to attack him on anything else. So, you know, I think it speaks to a positive, which is that there's no policy thing they can go after here. I mean, my record on all that stuff is sterling. So, you know, I think that's really what the story is here.
So, and final question on this, I guess. At what point did you realize, oh, crap, this is one of the things that I have not satisfied as far as this condition to run? At what point did you realize that you may have had an issue?
Really only recently, because it never even occurred to us that there would be anybody making a serious argument that I'm not a Republican. Because that's essentially what the argument is about. I mean, the rule is about making sure that only Republicans are running in a Republican primary.
Well, and I've explained to folks, I mean, that the reason for this is that somebody can come on the scene, a relative unknown. I mean, AOC, Robbie, is a perfect example of a candidate that is literally molded from clay and manufactured.
Yes.
So
she had no track record.
You're absolutely right, and no track record. So the purpose of all of this is to make sure that somebody like yourself, I'm not saying you, but someone like yourself comes up on the scene, active in social media, knows, you know, how to speak a message and so forth, and then people vote him into office, and then all of a sudden the person has been fooling you all along. That's obviously what the reasoning behind all this. But I guess part of what I would ask is, now you do have to go in front of this committee, basically a bunch of, you know, local Republicans in the district to prove your Republican bona fides. How confident are you that these people will support your effort and that you will be able to withstand a challenge?
Oh, extremely confident. I mean, you would have to say, like, if we're going into the theoretical situation here, let's pretend that they were going to say, oh, we're going to pretend he's not a Republican, we're not going to vouch for him. You would have to say that Senator Rand Paul, multiple of President Trump's lawyers, Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, multiple members of Congress, you know, and there's one I think we're going to talk about in a little bit because we've got a new endorsement from Congress, that all these people, that they're all just totally fooled and hoodwinked, and that my voting record, that I've been plotting this out my entire life, being registered Republican and donating only to Republicans. I mean, you'd have to go to crazy town, like serious conspiracyville, to be able to make any sort of argument like this. And I honestly don't know anybody who's making that argument. Even these people who are trying to push this as a hit piece. And I would pose that question to you or to the audience. Is there anybody out there who could seriously make an argument that I'm not, when I've been and consistently have been one of the loudest Republicans in the country and literally burned my career down to vocally support Republican candidates?
Well, and I would submit that you have been incredibly loud. And I think that's why there were so many people who are supporters of Donald Trump that were shocked, frankly, when he came out and said that he was throwing his considerable weight behind Ortegas, Ms. Morgan Ortegas. What the hell is her name? Morgan or Megan?
Morgan
Ortegas, thank you. So I think that's why so many people were surprised by that. Now, Robbie, I do have to take a quick check of traffic. So I'm going to do that, come back. I was surprised by something I heard Donald Trump say on Newsmax. I'm going to play you the audio, and I'm going to ask for your reaction coming up next. Dan Mandis here on Nashville's Morning News with Robbie Starbuck, 646. Time to check the roads from the Paul Winkler Investments.